Shulchan and Aleph, Sif Dalet, we did the Shulchan Aruch, we started holding the Mishaburas, Sif Katan, Tess. So from Bar Shemar till after Shemon Esrei, person should not talk. Now he says, and he adds, because she asked to fill us a payim, well, he's never out of Akron to fill us a payim. And that's the quote from Ali Rabba. So I think I mentioned to you that the Rambam, when he talks about the relationship of Tachanun and Filth of Hayim and Shemon Esrei, he sees it as an extension of Shemon Esrei. So you're not supposed to talk between Shemon Esrei and the Filth of Hayim either. So obviously that would preclude talking to Chazor Hashat. Right. Okay. The Rama added that even if the Tzarech Mitzvah person should not speak between Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach. Okay. Now, so the Mishabur is Poshet, the Mishyari Shiyarazman Kriyashma, Kadam Shiyagiyah Likroiso, the Seder Hatfilo. Person who looks at the clock and realizes that the time he's going to get to say it as part of regular davening, in other words, during Berachas Kriyas Shema, it's going to be too late. Shachach la'omer kadam Baruch Shomer, he forgot to say it earlier. So mutala lahafsik v'likroyis, so he's allowed to interrupt Sukkot Zimra to say Kriyas Shema. B'chein, im shachach la'borach Berachas Atara, kadam atfila, mutala li'borach v'emzim Sukkot Zimra. So he's allowed to interrupt Sukkot Zimra to say Berachas Atara. But even though it's okay, then he adds, psukim hanoigim. And not only do you say Berachas Atarah, but you add the psukim which our minhag is to add afterwards also. Why are you allowed to do that? You're interrupting psukim zimmer for Berachas Atarah. Yesharim the osur loymer. I feel psukim zimmer kind of Berachas Atarah. We had before it was questionable whether you're allowed to say psukim of which you're saying for tefillah purposes, but without Berachas Kriyas Shema, Berachas Atarah. So we had two opinions. So because of this issue, we're going to allow that. That since according to some sheets, it's also we're going to allow you to interrupt and say Berachas Atarah. You should not. The Gabbai should not call up somebody who he sees is in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, because he'll have to interrupt for Kriyas Atarah. If he's only Kayan, he's only Levi, you will call him. You can call him up even though he's in Sukkot Zimra. Now, so the person gets the Aliyah. What does he do? So he says the bracha. Fine. What about reading along with the Balkare? He does read along with the Balkare. He cannot request the Mishaberach. The Chazan on his own started saying the Mishaberach. He says, what's your name again? So Mutal Hashiva Bimnei Akav. So Kiddush Mishaberach says that you're allowed that as this cover for his own personal cover for the Tiber, he's allowed to interrupt. However, but
Kava can't just say hello.
Apparently not.
You can't just plain say what?
They call him up for the Aliyah, and he can finish off the section of that the parak, whatever it is that he's saying. He should do that.
What parak?
Yes. Before and by the time he gets Aliyah, I will in circle the shahus lo yishu in the karech tzibur. But if it's going to take time, he shouldn't make the tzibur wait till he's finishing. Also, learn posting me and Malik Rosh Hashem. Acher Baruch Shomer Kadam Hoyda. Bachel Kloys Tam is more Yesh Noigam Lomer. Some people had a minute to say it over there. Apparently, there was such a thought. You don't say it before Hoyda. It's not part of the Zimra per se. So you should not interrupt the Baruch Shomer and Hoydu. After you finish all of the kapitel, some people have a minute to say it. So to say Kaddish before Baruch Shomer, somebody with Kaddish to say before Hoidu, if it's somebody to say Hoidu, they're saying Hoidu before Baruch Shomer. Okay. Okay, now, it says you can't speak between Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach and Tzarech Mitzvah. Yud Aleph. Al Ben Yishtabach and Yotzel and Dar Mitzvah, Yibur, Besov, Sim, and Nadal, and Yesh Matir. But the thing, so, we should go straight from Sukkot Zimra into Berachos Kriyat Shema, into Shemoneh Esrei, etc. But, so, we should not interrupt between Sukkot Zimra and Berachos Kriyat Shema. But that being said, it is two separate sections of Tefillah. Whereas within Baruch Shomer to Yishtabach, that is its own section. So it's more chomer the issue of interrupting between Baruch Shomer and till Yishtabach than it is between Yishtabach and the beginning of Yotzer. So over there, there's an opinion which says the Tzarech Mitzvah it's mutter to interrupt.
That's why he started davening early. That's when you put on your tefillin at Yishtabach.
Correct.
You're making a bracha.
Right. Whereas opposed to saying it before Yishtabach would be a half second.
Right.
Good point. Okay. Sifhei. Benim is more ba'elu shoyal b'nei akobad b'meshav shol mechaladam. Between the prokim in Sifhei and Zimrod.
Except for the Baltfield, right?
Except for the Baltfield. That we'll talk about later on. The Baltfield has to say the Kaddish.
After Yishtabach.
Right after Yishtabach. Right. So. So the Gemara says that even during Birchus Kriyat Shema, that there are halachas of responding to people or greeting people. We're not, we're not necessarily knowing this nowadays. But we did it the Gemara, that was what even in Birchus Kriyat Shema, which is more stringent than Sukkot Zimra. So Kalva Charim, Sukkot Zimra, so between the prokim, you're allowed to greet somebody. Somebody that you have, if you have some level of responsibility to give covenant to, you could greet them. Any person who greets you, you can respond. Again, the Shabbat will point out we don't do this. That's Bena Prokit. Uba Emsa Hamizmur, Shalvin Ayira, Meshav Shmitna Kovit. If in the middle of the parak, so then you can't greet for covet purposes. The situation of Yira, you're allowed to greet. And a person who you have a kiev to covet to, you would respond to. Okay, so the Mishabura, Ibnaya covet. So what does that mean? Mishlaim Adam Nichbod Shorei Lahakdim L'Shalom. Some of the person of stature that would be proper to greet him. That Allah, you're allowed to be mafsik in Birchus Kriyat Shema. So the prokim go after Birchus Hashem Yisrael Moris before Avod Abba, after Habachem Yisrael Be'Avva before Shema, after the end of Hamadul Lesecha B'Sherecha Vayim Shemaya, between Vayim Shemaya and Vayim. And theoretically, Ani Hashem Lokecha, Moshe Chametzam Liyosek Lokema Lelokim, Ani Hashem Lokecha. That's the end of the last paragraph of Shema. And then Emes Yatsiv is a new bracha. So theoretically, that should be one of the places where you're allowed to have a lacha ben a parokin, that you're allowed to be shal b'nei Yaakovin and Meshav Mecholon. We say you don't do that because since the pasuk says Hashem Lokim Emes. So therefore, paralleling that concept, we don't want to throw up between Hashem Elokeichem, which is part of Kriyat Shema, and the word Emes, which is the beginning of the next bracha, but we don't interrupt. So saying the same ideas over here, even though Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, are three separate psukim, they are not one pasuk. and we're putting it together. And really, that area of psukim, I'm sure later on is going to delineate the what's called ben aprakim. So those psukim in the Hurachum paragraph really is all called ben aprakim.
It's not quote paragraph.
The quote paragraph. Thank you. So that pasuk itself, you should not be mouse. Because there are chaim shetarach lahavzik who oimed some of the parak. Kishetarach lahavzik was oimed some of the parak. When you need to interrupt and you're near the end of the parak, yeshal yizor b'lemar l'sam out of parak. You should read more quickly. Get to the end of the parak. Kitav yeshal lahavzik ben aprokim mi ben psa parak. It's proper to interrupt. If you have to interrupt, it should be ben aprokim. Fine. But I in the Kamam Simon Samachvab and Magal Ramsa Cotton Alice to Kayam ain't on a regular Lisho Bishloim of his Knesset's base at Sfilah. Since nowadays we don't do this whole process of greeting, etc. Chalila Lisho Oilo Hoshi. It's Kasashom, you should interrupt for these purposes. Loi Ben Aprokim, the Kriya Shema, will never Sukkot Zimran. Neither in Kriya Shema or even in Sukkot Zimran, you don't interrupt the greet or to respond. Okay. So he says, so Ben is Mizmorim, Yerushal Ben Akavim, Meshim Yerushal Chalodim. Emsa Perik, Emsa Mizmor. So then Yerushal because of Yira, and your Meshim because of Kavim. Emsa Mizmor, Rasulim Reb Emsa Perik. Ve'elo Hein Bemsa Prokim. So what's called Emsa Prokim? Mehoidu ad amein v'halel Hashem is one parak. Min tru ois ad bruch elokim. Min kelakam ois ad al gehim. Min avshenu kiksol Hashem ad yichal moloch. Min hishem ad al hashemayim kvodoy. That's all the tzitzit of parakim. And then in between is the tzitzit of ben parakim. So if you look at hoidu, so that from Hoidu to Amin Al Hashem is all one quote, and then other ones, those are psukim which are usually go together, and then there's other psukim which are each one in its own separate pasuk. That's called a prokim. Similarly, Hishem to Al Shemaim Kivodoy, that's one quote. So that's considered Emsa Perik. But otherwise, it's random psukim. When Haluka the Haluka, I mean Baruch Hashem Olam Alamin V'Amen. I mean, I wrote over the Ad the Shem Tzipatan. I mean, Ratzahu Hashem Odefa Ad B'Mayim Azim. I mean, Vayesh Hashem Ad Hashem Yirakul Olam Boed. So all of those are considered Emsa Perik. Okay. Sifva. Sort of lapsing between Elilim uvein Hashem v'Hashem Shemayim Oso. The person has to clearly distinctly pause between Kikol Olehei Amim Elilim. All of the gods are nothing, and Hashem created the Shemayim. So it shouldn't be. It appears he's saying all of them are Elilim and Hashem also. Chas v'Shalom. So you have to pause before the word v'Hashem. Mishabur Yudalit, Lahafsik Mad. That's to be a short pause. Now, Bechain, Yesh Lahafsik Bain Ki, Kikol Alehayo Amin Melodim, Lechol. So the word Ki and the word Lechol, call, there should be a pause. Yesh Psik Bain Ki, call, Lechain and Kof Bain Degush. It's a fair question that we know that you have two words next to each other, and the second word begins with the letters Beg and Kephis, and the previous word ends with a Yud, a Hey, a Vav, or an Aleph, Yehu, or a Heavy, some people have, whatever. Right? So when they're connected, the next word doesn't get a dogish kal of the beginning of Beis Hakefes. But over here there's a psik between in the Tillim, there's a psik, or it's not Tillim, it's Dibur Yomim. So between the word ki and call, therefore that's why the kafah has a dogish in it. So when we read it, we should parallel the way it's written, that it's written to be with a pause. We don't want the word we don't sound like Shemayim Asa. Sound like that you lose the mem, so it should be clear, distinct, etc. Now the truth is not necessarily true over here. Specifically, it's true in all of the Sukkot Zimra. Persons say it as distinctly as possible. But these specifically, once this pasuk is mentioning pauses, you should be aware that there are other pauses in this pasuk. So the person has to make sure that when he says the pasuk, he's saying it, thinking about what it's saying. And if he did not, he has to go back and say it. Fine. And then
what is the word ratzon at the end? What does that mean? That God gives us whatever we want, whatever we need. What is that?
So there are a few approaches. None of them which are fully maspia. My ratzon would be that I have a good understanding of what ratzon means.
I understand everything until that word.
So one shot that I saw, which I have to give there one time, said, I forgot who he quoted it from, and I found it inside. He looked it up inside.
And Rava says no.
Is that the ability to live is dependent upon Rava's desire to live. You mean the Rava's desire to live? Those who have desire to live are able to find what they need, etc. So part of the maspia that Rosh Hashanah gives, he gives every human being the rotzen. It's not that he gives them what we want. He gives us the karat that to want. But that's what allows the human being to function in the world and get what he needs. That's a fascinating shot. The Rebbe Tam says that there's a meter of a Kaddish Baruch Hu called Ratzon, which the Russian okay, let's not get two answers here. But, right, we in a Kaddish Baruch Hu Ratzon, we cannot comprehend the idea. The Russian doesn't change. So if the world came to being at a certain point in time, as an expression of Kaddish Baruch Hu's Ratzon, the idea of Ratzon indicates that the Russian wanted something because it wasn't. If he has it, he doesn't need to want. He wants it because he didn't have it. So it means that it indicates some elements of change in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, which isn't true. So the Russian created, as it were, he created a concept called Ratzon. That's not him intrinsically. He created a concept that he wants something, and then that Ratzon is what created the world. So the buffer zone, as it were, that the version, the stages of Bria were Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ratzon, and Bria. So the Rebbeinu Tam says the same way that's true mitzad Kaddish Baruch Hu, mitzad Tzelem Elokim, there's it's such a function also that whatever we do, the stage is that we have a kaf called Ratzon, and from Ratzon everything else takes place. So which is in Adar Mifnei Ratzon, which is not a Chazal, by the way. No such Chazal in Adar Mifnei Ratzon. It's quoted as a Chazal, it doesn't exist. But the actual words of Leila, it's a Melichon, there's Mitzias called Ratzon, which is a defining element in the function of a human being. So that's, that would fit with that shot. But otherwise, it means that we assume we would work it backwards. We're getting something that's indicative of the fact that was really what we wanted. We don't think it's what we wanted. So there's Ratzon. Okay. No good plan.
It's a question for language of the Mishnah itself. Abai picks up on a nuance in the Mishnah.
Okay. Tadra Moa, Varvin Posek, Benach and the Rech Thaw, Achra Tilla the David. So we add that Posek because the really Tilla David ends, it says, Emin Tilla, Sashem Yadav Rapid. Since the rest of Pesukim Zimra ends with Halal Gaw, so we add that Posek, which is from Halal.
Anyways,
we don't bow at that point in time. It's considered being boisted on the bowing. The minhag is to stand by these three sections: Rosh Shomer, Yishtabach, and Vayivarach David. Some of the minhag from Vayivarach David through Yishtabach.
You mean the halakha was if they were Vayivarach David, you sit down?
Yeah.
So it's just sitting down?
Correct.
Oh.
That's what he said. Okay. Shikr Mashakabul Lermatila the David, the Koyam, who shall also posik. The main reason why Chazal chose and defined this paragraph as part of Sukkot Zimra is because of the posik of Pesach Yudef. Shemaskabar Shivka Shalakanus Borhu, Shumashkech, I'll be your sub and farmers. So that's the praise of Kanus Borhu, he takes care of the world.
Okay. A large mat has.
So if you do not have kavana, you have to say
Pamach Eruv. So we're actually thanking Hashem that he feeds the animals as well.
Not a small.
Must be a lechocha.
Both small and large. That means, is that generalizing meaning that's alive?
That's the wrong emphasis. And they're both large and a small one. No, both large and a small one. Not both large, small and large.
I once had the story, you say to Moedim also, we're not the law that you gave us in the Shama, and you took care of our lives. You know, we're using the Shana to all apply yourself. So the guy next to you, I'm sure you don't like very much. To the mice, you're saying thank you because it's powerful, but he's getting everything he needs. You know, you better have a mile have in my, you know, you're having him in mind also. Not in this.
Yeah, but this is much more generalized. It's not only Jews, it's not only people. It's saying it's even animals.
So if the person not come on and pesach, he definitely has to repeat it. So the Mishmar says, I'm a chayolim, tezayin. Shehevi b'shem alavush, tzarech lomer miposik pesach ad l'sefer mizrur kaseder. You don't just go back and say the posik random. Pesach is in the middle of nowhere. You sit, go back and say the whole from that point to the end of the paragraph. If you went further, you can't go back to the Pesach Yudach either. Then you have to say the whole paragraph.
Right.
So, but if you don't have time to do that, come on, come Yirmachar Tefila, we post the Pesach at Sefer Mizmor. So you go back and do it at the after end of the Davin. The Moshe Dishu over here brings from Moshe. Moshe grapples with this question. We'll talk later on the idea of a person sometimes comes late and he skips Sukkot Zimra. Let's say a person estimates he has X amount of time, and therefore he has to skip whatever, and he realizes that the receiver is going slower than he expected, or he's going faster than ever. He has more time, so he wants to go back and fill in the things that he skipped. Is the requirement of doing it on order?
Appropriate ways to say it.
So I said, you know, these three kapitlok, and now I realize I have time to go back and add some more. Do I have to go back, say that, and then go in the order, or do I have to just, can I just randomly throw in that kapitl? So I didn't think I have enough time for Haidu. Let's say you hold that Oz Yasher get his presence before Haidu. And I realize, you know, I finished Oz Yasher, there's plenty of time, so I go back and say Haidu, beginning of the Pesukah Zimra. So Marshall holds that you could do that. He's with the Shabur, not like that. The Shabur over here Mishabur talks about going back and saying Pesach Zedecha at Sefer Mizmor after Tefillah, right? He doesn't give you that option to say it. He says, he already said all of his mortem. He doesn't have time to go back. So you'll say those psukim at the end of davening. I mean,
no matter what.
His issue was he said Adam is Morim, so why is that precluded? You can't say the same Pesach as Zedecha now. The answer is you have to say it in order. So it's not just a question of going back and saying those seven psukim, it's a question of going back and saying everything else. That's where the problem comes from. But it wasn't that the seven psukim were not, he didn't have enough time for those seven psukim. That's Mishabur presents it. So in the case of Mishabur holds it, it has to be done ala Seder. Now there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Bechlel talks about the Pesach Zimmer has to be said on the Seder, to the point that he holds it not like our, you know, what we paskin, that you cannot skip in order to be able to have the Seder. The importance of Pesach Zimmer on the Seder is more important than Tefillah of the Seder. And if the Seder quotes it later on, he says, since it's, you know, it is questionable, so it's very, very proper to make sure you come early enough that you shouldn't get involved in the issue. I always have the problem because I usually end up saying shir before davening a lot of times. I can't get a head start. Enough of a head start that I always get everything in. Okay, but long ahead. So, person. Oh, I skipped. You know, I skipped something in the remark. Heaven posted call on the Shemon Halakha. Fishu Saif took it as Imra. Head posted Shem Yom Machla Lombo. Repeat the last pasuk of Kol Hashem Tahalukah and the last pasuk of Shem Yom Lech Lamboed. So repeat that. Shem Rizal Kasu Yudzayin. Sheyesh Tomer Gam Kain Targum Pasuk Zeb, which we do. Tanu Shnayim Yomer Mikra Vechad Targum. So you end up having that pasuk three times. Shem Yom Lech Lamboed, Shem Lech Lamboed, Shem Lech Lamboed, Shem Lech Lamboed. You say three times. So in your Sefer Torah, the pasuk kiva sus paroi is in the parsha of Shir Sayah. So that's why we even though we're telling you that you're supposed to repeat the Shemim Lech because that's the end of the Shira. So why are we saying kiva? Because it's part of the parsha. So we're differentiating the phrase what's called the part of the, what's the shira and what's the parsha. Fine. Mikamarcha tinyana kafta gusha, and mikamarcha kama. So again, kolat tamara shem mikamarcha kaf refuya. Now apikolei diktuk. So mikamarcha, because again the word mem ends with a yud, so the kaf which comes afterwards, which is samach to it, should be refuya without a dogesh. The chiddush over here is that the mikamarcha in the pasuk. Mi chamecha ba'elim Hashem. Mi chamecha neder b'kodesh. So the second one is with the kaf the gusha, and then they talk about why that's so. But that's our mussar. Amzuka alta hagimel the gusha. Again, pashtus api regular called because after above, so the gimel should be a refuya, but it's not. Yidmu ka'oven hakaf the gusha, even though it's after above.
Let me give you an example.
As you know, yes, have the mayim mitzrayim. So that it's not mayim adirim, powerful waters, but it's rather that the powerful people drowned in the water. So you should read it reflecting that pshat. We ever share some yam b'simcha midamer b'nai b'ad kilo b'yisrael yom over Yam. The Zohar says if a person would be able to say Shir Sayam with the Simcha, feeling that excitement, the happiness, and the thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for that, the Kaiser was saved at that moment, and that type of emotion that they had, if we could touch it to that, we would get Mechilas Avonos.
Every single day.
Every single day.
Probably if you'd done that much Reggae, you probably didn't do all that many sins in the first place.
I mentioned to my friend who worked with Tzadik, that he lived over there in Muncie. I mentioned to him that the Yid in Muncie used Vishnu Tachasin. The person was physically ill because of his intense davening. He actually had stomach. His davening chakra took him about 3 or 4 hours a day. It was a balabas, quote unquote. It wasn't the red. But his chakras was like, I mean, it was intense to no end. Shema was like, when he said Shema, you heard the Kipshon Eish. You heard him falling to the Kipshon Eish. That's how intense it was. But when he was Shir Sayam, even Yumamish, he was dancing. I'm not just dancing. He was like, you heard the whole being of the person. It was mind-boggling to hear him. They threw him out of the main visitor to Beis Medrash. He was too, because he's a cuss. It wouldn't just sing. He would clap and jump up and down and stomp, you know, the whole thing. They couldn't take him anymore. So he's stopping a steeple off to the side. This little steeple. So I went there for a chakras one time. I said, who is this person? Like, you know, like, oh, okay. You know. So but mama, you saw the person, that even it was intense. He was, his whole being was in it.
The point is that he's making something that she knows
making. He was anyway, so you're right. He got Mechilas Avodas.
Yeah, I would imagine. If he done 4 hours just for Shabbos, when did he have the time to
do a Averus? Yeah.
Where did he fit it in?
Okay. Now, when the person says the minig is to stand when we say Baruch Shamar. Sharmin Baruch Shamar. Mashu Beis Yisrael. The Shabbos Noch and Gam Kin Lamy. Sharmin Haposik Hashem Melech Hashem Moloch. Because the Magen Rabbah Hashem Amei Mibrocha. Because Oy Hashem Ari. Because the Tiber Oymer Hashem Melech. Hoy Oymer Hashem Melech. Hoy Oyrim Vehem After Uloi Higil Lashon. Okay. I have no idea of the Kabbalistic concepts of why that's so important. So you should stand for it by your birth, David. Ad Shiyarmer Atohu Hashem Elokim. Basically, that quote of Vayavarach David, Tosh Hashem Elokim, is already a new thought. Arizal Kasha'imer Vatah Moshe Bakel not in Stockholm Meumah. You get stuck at that point in time. So there's Zimmerman Hagim, and we mentioned the idea that the person should give stucco before he starts davening. It says over here you should say it. Some people give it when you say, so that's you give stucco. He says Muhammad. It's because interesting. Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Derech Emunah, the stucco, he quotes. I remember from whom that whenever you give stock, it's proper to give stock a standing. That's covered a mitzvah. You give it standing. The minigar, many times, you know, if the person who's approaching you was standing, yeah, I understand. The person approaching you was sitting. He said you should with the right hand. Covered a mitzvah, you do it with your right hand, and you should do it standing. I try to be makkel on the right hand. Usually, the stock apart. A lot of times, the person comes to your house. You sit him down, you give him something, you give him a check. You're sitting. So, I don't know.
Hashem Melech, where is that?
I would love to tell you that I know. There's two Hashem Melechs for Sardim. There's one before Baruch Shemar, one after Baruch Shemar. So I don't know which one he's referring to.
That's your question. Where's the one after? Yichamud?
Yichamud, yeah.
It's not talking about the...
Okay, so it's services. How do we look at it? He knows what he's thinking.
Okay. Tess, Einar Mezimis Merutza Kim Benachas. Should not be said Roshi. Okay. So I have Sekhatan Chalp over here. Shalidal Shul Tabor Yavlihim. You don't want a person to skip any words. You don't want him to swallow any of the words. Each word should be said clearly. Yotzim Piv. Kilo Moina Mo'os. So the Velt says, you know, the cynical Velt says that once upon a time, people didn't have so much money, so they counted the money very slowly. Nowadays we have these machines that count them very quickly. So that's why the davening is so much more quick. The person doesn't have clothing, he has minimal clothing. So the shul was freezing. The big shul, they had, you know, they had a little stove in the back, and you were cold. So it's better, you spell the base of Bacharif Benach, it's better you dive in at home, slowly, rather than go to shul. And daven quickly because he wants to get out of there. Now that's a Yudachos. Zot b'shabur b'tzarchi and milkamon simin and beis. If Shabbos Shalom and Shemachon occur, ain't yochel l'chavin gam atzilah shivkes kibroy. So Rav Moshe was asked this question: if I have a choice where I could daven myself b'chidus and I'll have much more kibbutz, or daven the tzibur and not have the same level of kibbutz, what's better? So Moshe said, the Mishmur says over here, if the issue of kibbutz is you're not going to fulfill the minimal requirements of kibbutz, which is the first paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei, then obviously you should daven by yourself. If you're going to be able to daven the first paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei with kibbutz and fulfill the minimal requirements of kibbutz, the advantage of Tfilah B'Tzibur will override. So that's what he's asking over here. He says that maybe the point was the person was so cold or had such minimal clothing that he was afraid even Shemoneh Esrei couldn't get with the right kibbutz. Okay. Mizmul the Soda test. Yeshama Benegina, produces name of the Soda with some type of a tune to your voice. Shekola Shiris, Asidus, Lebotel, Chutzim, Mizmul the Soda. Chazal said that all of the Shiris will be Botel, Lassel, Lavoy, except for Mizmul the Soda. Chazal said that all of Karbonis will be Botel, Lassel, Lavoy, except for Karbantina. So it has a very significant Shira, so you want to say it with the proper respect. Hagav ve'en amr mizmul l'soyda b'shabas v'yom tov.
I thought Oz Yashia means
I'm not sure it means those words. I'm not sure. I don't know.
So you think it means Mizmul L'Sod?
I mean, Mizmul L'Sod means the point of the Medrash is that, you know, the time will come that the focus will be just on elements of Torah. Thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
So why would you just use one Tefillah for Sod? There's a lot of ways to think.
Right, but this is, in other words, right now this is the Tefillah which we have, which represents that genre of Tefillah.
The guy on the street.
Okay. Ain't only is it said on Shabbos Yom Tov. We don't say it on Shabbos Yom Tov because it's corresponding to the Korban Torah, which you don't bring on Shabbos Yom Tov. Abu May Pesach, even Cholamoid Pesach. You bring Korbanos, but you can't bring Korban Torah. Shein Torah, Kreva Behem Mishum Chomis. We don't bring Pesach either. We don't bring any Bear Pesach either because even though Chomis is much in the morning, we don't bring a Korban in such a way that we're going to limit its Zman Achilo and therefore bring it to possible ability of Noiser. So that's why it's Ma'an Tekomo Simen Tov Chav Ches. Well, Rabbi Kippurim, the same reason, Ma'an Tekomo Simen Tov Rish Dalad, Chen Nogu and Dinasem. Okay. Chafal for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shein Torah Kreva Oz. You don't bring Korban Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's a Korban the Dov. Yes, we're going to Shemir Mizvah the Torah by Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. Should be seen by Hariyo Lashem Kol Haaretz. It does have the element of being Maria to going out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. See, even though you don't bring Korban Torah, you're not saying for the Korban Torah Shabbos. You're saying for the Hariyo Lashem Kol Haaretz. We don't follow that minute. So you can't bring a cholam. I pass him shem chametz. Kiim atayda you take him lahavi asar lach me chametz. The carbon tayda was with carbon tayda that was brought multiple breads which were eaten. Of them, some of that there is 10 loaves of chametz. So you can't bring a cholam. I pass him. Gam erev pesach lo yahay yachal lavi tayda. But they did not allow them to bring Korban Torah Erev Pesach because even though Chometz is still permitted in the morning, but you might not consume all of that Chometz before this man. You'll have to burn it. It's improper to bring Kachem to the situation that they must be burnt. Okay. The Korban Torah is a day and a night. You bring it out of Yom Kippur, you lose your night. So they wouldn't bring it out of Yom Kippur. So now we don't. Many people don't have this minute. Doesn't have it. The Siddur Vilna. They don't have it over here. Siddur Vilna has at the beginning of davening. Shabura mentions in Siman Aleph that it's not just they would say Ezel Makarman. They would actually read the parsha in the Torah of the Korban Asher, the parsha of the Torah of the Korban Shlomim, the parsha of the Torah of a Korban Arla. So you don't say those in Erev Yom Kippur because you're not going to bring an Asher that day because you can't eat it the full time, or a Chatas or a Shlomim. An Arla gets burnt anyway, so that you could say. She says people have that minig, so many people don't. Most people don't even know the minig exists.
I thought we did that so that we wouldn't go a day without Torah, Mishnah, and
Mark. That's Ezel Makayma. It's not Ezel Makayma. You would actually read the Psukim and the Torah of the Parsha of the Kabbalah in place of being Mark of the Korban.
But the Todah, so what? So then the Todah is Tanakh for the day? The shlish of Torah of the Korban Torah is the Torah? The Torah third?
I'm not following your thought process.
Saying the Korban Torah isn't the reason why we say the Korban Torah for a person to have.
That's what Ezel Makayma you'll say. You're not going to read Mizvah L'Soida. Mizvah L'Soida represents that they're bringing the Korban Torah. Reading Parshas Ezel Makayma, we don't have a problem with it. Remember Mizvah L'Soida Rav Tisha B'Av? With Tisha B'Av? Because when we had the Beis Hamikdash bringing the Korbanos, we didn't have Tisha B'Av. So, and we're hoping that that'll be so we don't see that as a stira. It's in a long Pesukim that we say the Kapitel Mitzvah Shilim Shabbos, so say it's not Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. So I can't say it. So you could say it because it's also called Shabbos. Okay. Simon Nun Beis. Didn't Misha Shah love the basic class? It has one sif, but the sif is, and Mishapura is a decent amount over here. The person comes late. Right? So, is going to point out, we really would want a person as much as possible not to be get involved in any of this, come early and be ready to roll, do everything proper. But something that happens in Boal the Pesach Knesses, Umat the Tzibur Besay Pesach Nezim, he comes, they're holding all the way towards the end of Pesach Nezim. So Armer Baruch Shamar Ad Mehulah Batish Bechayis, you say the paragraph of Baruch Shamar. You say the paragraph of Tilul David. So we get these three paragraphs in. Paragraph of what we call Ashrei, and the Haluka of Halu is Hashem Min Hashemayim, and Halu Kel B'Kodshoy. And then you'll say Yishtabach. And then you say Berachas Kriyas Shema Al Haseder. So if you have more time, you remember, so the Mishnah point out, if you have more time, you first fill in all of the Hallelujahs. If you have more than that, you add a Yermer in the Hallelujah Hashem Kiru Vuhrachum. You dialogue on Vuhrachum Shkadam Ashrei. Came in time in Iraq, Psukim Milukot. The Vuhrachum is basically just various different separate Psukim. Okay, so you're going to say the Mechaber, back to the thought of the Mechaber, you're going to say these three Kapitlot, Bachakach Yishtabach, Bachakach Yitzur Kriyashma Perchosel, you'll say all the Perchos Kriyashma fully, and Kriyashma, Yispala Ibn Tzibra, and you'll say the Yodam Tzil Ibn Tzibra. Mishabur is going to point out that the whole purpose of this is the Dam of the Tzibra. If even by skipping this you're not going to accomplish Dam of the Tzibra, then you can't skip. Now, if a man shows Kolkav, if even that, you don't have enough time even for those three kapitlach, you dialog Gam Mizmer Halo Hashem in Hashemayim. Hagav, Im Oid Ein Shos, Loyer Rak Bar Shomer until the David Yishtab. So, your minimal is Bar Shomer Ashrei Yishtab. Today, we require Skilo Tzibur Yitzer, the Vein Shos Lemer Pesukah the Zimra. They're ready after Boruchu, and you don't have enough time to say Berachas say Pesukah Zimra, even this minimal amount of Baruch Shomer Ashrei Yishtabach. Yikra Kriyas Shema V'Kosei Matzibur V'Yispal Imahem. So the Mechaber says, so you'll drop Pesukah Zimra totally, and you'll start Berachas Kriyas Shema with that. After davening, you'll not say Baruch Shemra, you'll not say Yishtabach, but you'll say all the Pesukah Zimra. Now, Mishabur is going to bring that many people argue on the Mechaber hold that you cannot do that. We cannot lose Baruch Shemra and Yishtabach, and therefore you're going to say that you'll daven beforehand and not daven till you say. Hagah, we come welcome, Yomer, Kol Baruch Shemra, Chuy of the Baruch Mabrikah. This does not relieve you from saying the Birchas HaShachar that you're required to say. The Mishnah will discuss how long do you have to say them. You have to, you know, right now you want to try quote unquote chop davening. Can you leave them for half the davening? And how long can you do have to say that? So Mishnah will talk about all of that. Okay, let's see if we can make a dent in some of the Mishnah Berurahs over here. The first Mishnah Berurah. So cut now Alvin Bo. Person wants to come early, he should not have to skip. So the Beis Yosef had a magid, had a malach. Who would come and teach him Torah? And the Magid told the Beis Yosef, "Lo the Beis Knesset Bashkama Keshiyukol Yispal of Beseder Beseder Belo Bedilu." So the Malach told the Beis Yosef, "Make sure you come early, and then you'll daven without skipping anything."
I guess the question would be,
"Ki Oisikain Mahapachatzin Oros." that the person who does that is going to affect the literally the pipes, which means the Baruch Hashem has set up a system of how he brings his Ashpah of Toiv down to the world, and the tefillos are connected in that, to that process. And if you skip, you're affecting the whole process of how Baruch Hashem will send Ashpah down to this world. Many people which are of people which are very careful with their actions of stature, that they would not skip even if they came late in order to catch up, because of this issue not being mahapik the sinners. And that a lot of chassidim follow this psak. Okay, that's the quote. Zok the Mishabram Chubas Chubas Chasam Tzvi Simul Abab Kosim Shemash Hakadosh Sefer Zayir Yishpal Al Seder Hanukkah Shenu Mishpalim Mitzibur. And the echo of the Sinnesses of Shiva Mispalim, but more of the delicately Spalim Mitzibur. He says that the Zayir does not mean not the Chaptil of Mitzibur. It's a case where the issue is the Tfilah B'Tzibur. Listen, Dominic is saying this is Tfilah B'Tzibur, so you will skip. He says even the Zohar agrees to that. Hey, Pasuk B'Pichadosh Simen Nun. The person doesn't usually daven until Matzibur. He can't make it to shul. He davens by himself. Like upon him now, he can't get up that early, whatever it is. One time he actually came in early enough. You should skip. You don't tell us, I never done Tzibur anyway, so I'll skip this time also. No! Let him chop. I'm going to spell him Tzibur. Kaponim Bar Shomer, Rashi Yishtabach, Mashi Kisabu, Kaponim Bar Shomer, Shemesh Nizyak. So let him chop at least this point in time, this one time. Let's hold it here.